Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take a classic Amen-style break and humanize it so it feels alive, rolling, and ready to smash a system in Ableton Live 12. The big idea here is simple: we want controlled imperfection. Not messy, not random, just enough timing variation, velocity movement, and bass interaction to make the groove breathe while still keeping that drum and bass punch locked in. If you've ever heard a loop that feels too gridlocked, too copied and pasted, that's what we're fixing today. And because this is for DJ tools, we're not just making something that sounds cool in solo. We're making something that can actually live in a set. It needs to mix cleanly, hit hard, and keep moving through long blends, rewinds, and transitions. So let's build it. First, set up a new Ableton Live 12 project and put your tempo around 174 BPM. That's a great starting point for this kind of energetic, club-forward DNB feel. Create two tracks right away, one for the Amen break, and one for the bass or sub. For the Amen, you can drag the audio into simpler if you want a beginner-friendly workflow. That's usually the easiest way to chop and trigger slices cleanly. If you prefer, you can also keep it as audio and edit the clip directly. But for this lesson, simpler makes the process much more approachable. Once the break is loaded, find the strongest kick and snare area. You don't need some perfect full 4-bar loop right away. Just grab a solid 2-bar section that already feels good. The Amen already has a human feel built into it, so we're not trying to reinvent it from scratch. We're just reshaping it into something more DJ-ready. Now chop the break into usable pieces. Think in rolls, not just slices. Not every hit has to do the same job. Some hits anchor the groove, some create lift, some are just tiny connectors that keep the momentum flowing. At minimum, try to get these elements separated. The main kick, the main snare, a ghost snare or lighter snare hit, some hats or shuffles, and one or two fill bits or tail hits. If you're using drum rack, mapping these slices to pads can make things even easier. Put the kick on one pad, the main snare on another, the ghost snare on another, hats on another, and maybe a fill hit on a fifth pad. That way you can quickly build variations without constantly going back into the audio. Now let's build the groove. Start with a simple backbone. Keep the main snare tight and strong. That's your anchor. Then add the lighter hits around it. A great beginner rule is this: strong hits stay tight, weak hits move a little, and fills get the most variation. That means if you're going to humanize the timing, don't start by throwing the whole break off the grid. Keep the kick and main snare mostly locked in place. Then nudge the ghost snares slightly late, maybe around 5 to 15 milliseconds. Let some hats sit a touch early, others a touch late, and let fill hits breathe a little off the grid too. That tiny push and pull is where the groove comes alive. In DNB, the ear loves that contrast between a steady anchor and a moving top layer. The bass can stay stable, and the drums can do the emotional work. If a section feels stiff, don't always add more notes. Sometimes the fix is actually subtraction. Remove one repeated hat, drop one extra ghost hit, leave a gap where the ear expects another slice. That little bit of space can make the whole thing feel more human. Next, use Ableton's Groove Pool for a little more motion. This is a really powerful tool, because it gives you swing and pocket without destroying the timing. You can drag in a groove and apply it lightly to the Amen clip. Start subtle, around 10 to 25%. For a tighter dance floor roller feel, stay lower, maybe 10 to 15%. If you want a more shuffle jungle energy, you can push a little higher, but be careful. The main thing is this: don't overdo the groove. If the snare starts drifting too far, pull it back. You want a pocket, not a loose jam. And if you're applying groove to both drums and bass, I'd actually recommend keeping it mostly on the drums. Let the sub stay dependable. That stability is what makes the drums feel even more alive by contrast. Now let's add the bass. For a beginner-friendly low end, operator is perfect. Use a sine wave if you want a pure sub, or a very simple waveform if you want a little more character. Keep it clean. Keep it mono. Keep it controlled. If needed, low pass the bass so it stays out of the way. You can also use utility to make sure the width is at zero so the sub stays centered. That mono discipline matters a lot in drum and bass, especially if you want a floor-shaking low end that still translates in clubs and on smaller systems. Write the bass like it's having a conversation with the break. That's the call and response idea. The bass answers the snare. It leaves room for the kick. It comes in after busy fills. It holds longer notes when the drums are moving more. A good starting point is just 4 bass notes. Seriously, you do not need a crazy bassline yet. Start simple and make sure it supports the break instead of fighting it. If the kick and bass are clashing, shorten the bass notes. Move them slightly after the kick, or reduce the base level a bit instead of immediately reaching for heavy processing. This is a huge beginner lesson, and ENB, volume and note placement often solve problems more naturally than compression does. Now let's shape the low end properly. On the Amen track, use EQA to clean up unnecessary low rumble below around 25 to 35 Hz. If the break is muddy in the low mids, make a gentle cut somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. And if the snare is too sharp or harsh, carefully tame the painful area in the upper mids or highs. On the bass track, keep the sub centered with utility. If you want a little more presence on smaller speakers, a tiny bit of saturator can help, maybe just 1 to 4 dB of drive. That can make the bass easier to hear without needing to make it louder. And if the kick and sub are still stepping on each other, try subtle sidechain compression, but keep it tasteful. We're aiming for clean separation, not overcooked pumping. Here's a good mindset. Indeed, NB, impact comes from contrast. A lively, moving break against a stable sub creates the illusion of extra weight. That's why a well-humanized amen can hit harder than a rigid one, even when the bass is doing less. Now let's add movement across the phrase. Use automation to keep the loop from feeling static. A small auto-filter move over 4 bars can do a lot. Maybe the filter opens gradually into a fill. Maybe the saturator gets a little more aggressive in the second half of the phrase. Maybe you send just one fill hit into a tiny reverb tail at the end of bar 8 or bar 16. Keep these moves small. You don't need huge dramatic sweeps every time. In DJ tools, subtle movement is usually better because it stays blendable and doesn't fight the next track in the mix. A really solid beginner arrangement is an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase. For example, the first 4 bars can establish the groove. Bars 5 through 8 can introduce a little more variation. Then the next section can strip things back slightly before building again. That way it feels like a real musical phrase, not just a loop. If you're making this for DJ use, make sure the start and end are mix-friendly. Give yourself a clean intro, maybe 4 or 8 bars of drums before the bass fully arrives. And at the outro, remove the bass first, then thin out the busier drum to tails. That makes it way easier for DJs to blend your tune into another one without low-end chaos. Now check the groove in mono. This is a crucial reality check. Put utility on the master and listen in mono briefly. Then listen again at low volume. If the groove still makes sense in mono, you're in great shape. The snare should still cut through. The sub should stay solid. The break should still have motion. If the whole thing falls apart or gets facey and blurry, reduce any stereo widening on the bass or simplify the low end. Also listen closely at low volume. If the pattern feels overcrowded when it's quiet, that usually means there's too much activity. Remove one slice. Simplify one fill. Let the track breathe a little more. In drum and bass, clarity usually hits harder than constant density. A couple of pro-style teacher notes here. If you want the edit to feel darker or heavier, let one ghost snare sit a little late. That can create a dragging, ominous feel that works beautifully in darker rollers. If you want more urgency, push a few hats slightly early. Tiny timing choices can change the emotional character of the groove more than people realize. Also, don't be afraid to use tiny clip gain changes before reaching for heavy effects. A 1 to 3 dB level change on one hit can sound more natural than compressing the whole break into submission. Humanizing is often about those subtle manual decisions. And if your break starts feeling too busy, simplify first. That's an important one. Beginners often think humanizing means adding more movement. Sometimes it actually means removing one repeated detail so the important parts can breathe. So to recap the workflow, load the amen, chop it into slices, keep the main snare tight, move the smaller hits slightly off-grid, use groove pool, likely build a simple mono sub that leaves space, shape the low end with EQ and gentle saturation, add small automation moves, arrange it as a DJ-friendly phrase, then check everything in mono and at low volume. If you want a quick practice challenge, try this right now. Build a 2-bar amen loop at 174 BPM. Move 3 small hits slightly off-grid. Write 4 simple bass notes. Add a tiny filter rise over the last 2 bars and see if it still feels good in mono. If it does, you're already on the right track. The big takeaway is this. A humanized amen edit should feel alive, but still solid. The break brings the movement. The sub brings the weight. And when those two things work together, that's where you get that floor-shaking low-end drum and bass energy. In the next stage, you can take this further by resampling the edit into a clean DJ-friendly audio loop. But for now, focus on getting the groove, the space, and the low-end balance right. That's the foundation. Nice work.